Well, happy Christmas, everyone. It's really good that we can all meet together today to celebrate the celebration of Christmas, that Jesus is here. So let's just begin by praying together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us today, as every day. And we pray now as we reflect upon the words of Scripture, that you will just strengthen our hearts, giving us your comfort and your peace. In Jesus' name, Amen. For unto us a child is born. Well, last week I had some great news from very good friends of ours that their son and daughter-in-law had had a baby. And because we're very good friends and their children about the same age as ours, I had to pass on the news, the good news to the children. So as I'm passing on the good news to my children, I'm thinking, oh dear, what do I do? And they say to me, is it a boy or a girl, Mum? And I'm thinking, oh, I don't know. Wait a minute, let me think what Auntie Leslie said. And so we had this discussion, and the reason it was so hard to remember was because this baby didn't have a name. And if a baby doesn't have a name, it's very hard to imagine what that baby is like. When a baby has a name, it clarifies who the child is. Even young children name their dolls, like some of my grandchildren. They love to name their dolls, and you have to get the right name for the right doll. Well, maybe you were given a name by your parents that was chosen for a special reason, or maybe as a parent, you've carefully thought about the meaning of the name chosen for your child. Well, 750 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah told us that God the Father would give us a child, a son. And he gave us the names of this son: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These names help us to know who this child is, even as soon as he's born. He is the one to bring peace and reconciliation, forgiveness through his death on the cross. Simeon recognized this when Jesus presented in the temple at 6 weeks old. He looked at baby Jesus, knowing that this was the baby that Isaiah had promised. And he says to God the Father, I have seen your salvation. As he looks at the baby, he knows that this is the Prince of Peace, the one who will bring salvation. Well, how is this possible? It's because he is Mighty God. Therefore, he can do this. I love those words in the Bible, seen in Romans, in Jude, and elsewhere. Our God is able. Great words that we see. God has come to earth as a human being, a baby, to show us who God is, human and divine. The greatest need of all humankind is to be saved from our wrongdoing, going our own way, rather than doing what God wants us to do. We need forgiveness. We need our sin to be dealt with. It has to be punished. And Jesus did this. He took our sin upon himself and the punishment of death for our sin. Jesus was born to die. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace, bringing peace to all those who will put their trust in him. The angel who appeared to Joseph affirmed the message in Isaiah. As he said, you will call the baby Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew goes on to tell us he shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Again, words spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Now we see that once Jesus has saved us, he doesn't just leave us to get on with our lives without him. No, he is with us by his Holy Spirit. Jesus lives with us and enables us to follow him. When I worked in Africa, a number of students were actually called Emmanuel. And for me, it was a great comfort and strength to be reminded that God was indeed with me in the daily challenges of the situation I found myself in. But each day we too can remember these words. He is Emmanuel, God with us. This can give you and me comfort and strength in any situation. Today is Christmas Day. We celebrate. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. He has many names. Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Jesus, the one who saves us from our sins, and Emmanuel, God is with us. What a wonderful Christmas present, the best of all, because it is what we truly need. Will it also be a present that we treasure? There's a story of the little girl playing Mary in the Nativity play. She can't remember her lines, despite prompts from the teacher and stares from different people. She still can't remember, so she decides to do her own thing. Wasn't in the script, but she picks up the baby Jesus and she looks at him and then she proclaims, "I love you, Jesus, with all my heart." And then everybody clapped. But is that your response? Is that my response to God's greatest gift to us all? Can we say, "Jesus, I love you with all my heart"? Let's make Jesus the real reason for our celebration today. Yes, many things that we perhaps like to do, we can't do. But maybe it helps us to think of the real reason we celebrate Christmas Day today. And may Jesus be the center not only of your celebrations today, but of our lives in the days to come and the year ahead. Amen.